Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup for Friday, May 22, 2026. We've got some fascinating stories today, starting with a big one from OpenAI.
Yeah, Paul, this is huge. OpenAI's model has apparently solved, or rather disproved, the 80-year-old Erdős unit distance conjecture in mathematics. It's a significant leap for AI in formal reasoning.
Absolutely. The discussion now is whether it used informal chain-of-thought reasoning or more neurosymbolic tools like Lean. Either way, it shows AI moving into complex mathematical proofs, which is incredible.
It really is. And the fact that an unreleased model found a counterexample to such a long-standing problem, suggesting new infinite families of point arrangements, it's just mind-blowing. Mathematicians are definitely paying attention.
From groundbreaking math to practical business challenges, our next story highlights some real-world friction. Microsoft has discontinued internal use of Anthropic's Claude coding tool due to high costs.
This is a big one for enterprises, Paul. The token-based billing proved unsustainable even for a company with Microsoft's resources. We're seeing this trend with Uber's CTO reportedly exhausting their entire 2026 AI budget in 4 months.
That's a staggering figure, Jane. It really underscores the, quote, hidden costs of large-scale AI adoption. It's not just the initial investment, but the ongoing operational expenses that can quickly spiral.
Exactly. It makes you wonder how other companies are managing these costs. Especially with the push for more AI integration, it seems like the industry is still figuring out the economic model here.
Shifting gears to efficiency, we have CODA, a new GPU kernel abstraction that enhances transformer training efficiency. This sounds like a technical but important advancement.
It is, Paul. CODA reparameterizes memory-bound operations like norms and SWEGLU, executing them as part of GEM epilogues. Essentially, it reduces kernel launch overhead on GPUs, making transformer training faster and more efficient.
So, for all the researchers and developers out there, this means potentially quicker iteration cycles and more economical model training, right?
Precisely. It's an optimization that will trickle down, allowing for more complex models or faster development of existing ones. These kinds of low-level improvements are crucial for scaling AI.
And finally, on the business side, Hark has secured over $700 million in Series A funding at a $6 billion valuation. They're scaling their AI foundation models and custom hardware, with NVIDIA and AMD participating.
That's a massive Series A, Paul. It signals strong investor confidence in their dual approach of foundation models and custom hardware, especially with big players like NVIDIA and AMD on board. It shows the continued appetite for compute and specialized AI solutions.
Indeed. It's clear the race for foundational AI and the infrastructure to support it is far from over. A very exciting time in the industry, Jane.
Absolutely, Paul. From theoretical breakthroughs to practical cost challenges and infrastructure innovation, it's all moving incredibly fast.
That's the MergeSort AI Digest for May 22nd, 2026. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the day's top AI news. Until then, have a great day.